Good morning. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. So here we are at the studios of KSFR, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. It's our special edition for the KSFR Fun Drive. And today, ladies and gentlemen, it's the day that you've been waiting for all year, perhaps all your lives. And it's called Cats versus Dogs, Which is Better? I would like to welcome my special cat advocates, Bobby Heller, who is with Felines and Friends, and Marjorie Kaplan, who is the proud owner of multiple felines. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much.
And my special dog advocate is on her way. And I don't want any cracks about how cat people are better because they show up on time, because this one was my fault. But anyway, welcome, ladies.
Thanks a lot. And, you know, cats do show up on time, especially at dinner time.
And dogs don't.
Dogs don't know when dinner time is. They think every moment is dinner time.
Exactly.
So this is the KSFR Fun Drive. And the way this works is you can call in now, 428-1393, 505-428-1393, and let us know whether you vote for cats or for dogs. And once again, as we have done in the past, it's just like democracy. $1 equals one vote. So if you make a pledge of $100, then you can specify 100 votes for cats or for dogs. So let's get the phone lines ringing. Make your pledge. I am a special dog advocate, being the proud owner of the three cutest beings, the three cutest mammals who have ever walked the face of this beautiful green earth. And I hope that you vote for dogs. But whichever way you vote, it's every dollar that you send us this hour is a contribution to KSFR.
And while I certainly appreciate that, I suspect that cats will prevail.
Well, sometimes they have in the past and sometimes they haven't. So there is a kind of democratic, or dare I say dogmocratic, aspect to this over the years.
Of course you dare say that. You'll dare say anything on behalf of dogs.
I think it's a catmocratic. But anyway, you know, I think we can start this whole debate off by saying that dogs have owners and cats have staff. You know, dog will come when you call, and the cat will take a message and get back to you. So right there, I think, is, you know, we could start the debate, and I think cats would win.
Certainly they have a more, may I say, aristocratic approach to life.
But on the other hand, would you, in a friend, like somebody who comes when you call? Let's say you're in need. Or would you like somebody who doesn't even answer their phone? What is a really good friend?
Well, a cat generally senses when you're in need, and they come to you of their own free will, not through some sort of slavish and perhaps misdirected devotion.
That's absolutely true. They know, and they keep you company, and they serve as your emotional support when you're not feeling 100%, and they just have that sense.
And when you're feeling... there is a reason they call it sick as a dog. And when you are feeling that way, a cat will never demand that you take care of them. They just come, and they're warm, and they're affectionate, and they snuggle up with you. They don't jump around going, why are you lying in bed puking? Why aren't you walking me? Why aren't you feeding me?
There is a point to be made that dogs are, in fact, a little bit more demanding. On the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, dogs love you in this way that is so complete and so loyal and so thorough.
Only yes. If you're the one with the can opener.
And also, I like to say that having dogs is like having toddlers, perpetual toddlers. And having cats is more like having... say an older teenager. They might be a little bit tricky at times, but they're a lot more self-sufficient. You leave a dog alone all day, or heaven forfend, 2 or 3 days, it's like leaving toddlers alone. They are incapable of feeding themselves. They'll tear the house apart, whereas a cat will take care of itself and be fine when you get home.
Dogs versus cats, which is better? 428-1393 is the number. Cast your vote. Liz Servio from Lamy called. Thank you very much. Rita Gallegos called. And Anonymous called. That's one of our very good friends here at KSFR who likes news and jazz. So dogs are a category of being which a lot fewer people here in allergy season are allergic to. Some people have dog allergies, but very few. But a lot of people, including me, have cat allergies.
Well, I can address that because we get that all the time. And the reality is that you are allergic to New Mexico because of what's blowing around. And a dog, a cat, a rabbit, anything can put you over the top of your threshold. I'm not a doctor, but I do have a husband with allergies that cause asthma, and the cats are all over him. And the reality is when he goes outside and tries to play in the yard, that's when his allergies really kick in. So cats bear the brunt of the allergy debate, but really they're not the sole source, and you have to address all of your other allergies as well, and then you can get to that threshold and you can live quite happily with a cat.
4281393 is the number. Cats versus dogs, which is better? $1 equals one vote during the KSFR one-day fun drive. I would like to just say right now that this is the one-day KSFR fun drive we used to do in the past for many years, at least the 6 or 7 years that I've been with the station, these fun drives where we set a goal and we would slog through until we met that goal. Now we're just doing it for one day. And so this is your golden opportunity. If you haven't donated to any of our other one-day fun drives this year, or even if you have and you choose to make that extra gift to KSFR, to give a call. And this time it's for a good cause, dogs or cats.
I noticed how you said dogs or cats.
Yeah, there's that a little bit of bias going
little,
on
little
here.
Little subtle psyops there.
What?
Dogs or cats?
It's all about the emphasis.
Well, then I was just imitating how they speak. Dogs go rough and cats go meow.
Well, you obviously haven't met my cats.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, do they bark?
They're not, well, almost. They're not quite as loud as your dogs, but I don't think anything in the universe is quite as loud as your dogs, except perhaps Spinal Tap.
Now, this brings me to another extremely important point. Do cats guard your house against burglars and other kinds of evil?
Absolutely. We have a guard cat. She's actually the retired spokes cat for Felines and Friends. And if anything is outside, we do live on 2.5 acres, so, you know, it's pretty quiet. And if there's anything outside, she's on the end of the bed growling. It's quite funny. I mean, coyotes, I think we have a bobcat running around our roof from time to time, and she is alerting us that there is something outside of her house.
Now she's growling. Are you positive that she's not a dog?
No, she's definitely not a dog. She is telling us that there is some kind of danger, we need to wake up. And how many times have we heard about the cats who have woken up their owners when there's a fire to get them out?
Dogs do that too.
But cats do.
And of course, when a dog wakes you up, you have no idea if it's because you're in danger or the dog's just hungry or
needing to go out to pee.
Yeah, or something of that nature. Because dogs are very excitable, and except for the ones who just sleep through anything. It's kind of a one end or the other of the spectrum.
That's true, too.
Now, we have some thank yous. Eleanor Layton and Wesley, I can't read the last name, Horner, I think, and Cy and her dogs, Yellen, Cookie, Angel, and Lily. Now, we need to know from the control room whether dogs or cats are in the lead. And we're going to have updates on a regular basis. Dogs versus cats, which is better? Now, we have some votes for, oh, we got a split vote. We got a vote which is 50% for Sunshine and 50% for Huckleberry. And I have been acquainted with these two very fine dogs. Two very fine animals. Sunshine, a beautiful old cat, and Huckleberry, a very beautiful old dog who has gone to dog heaven after a long slide into decrepitude.
I resemble that remark.
I would like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute and is our special dog advocate, Woof.
Oh, boy.
You sound like a beagle.
I am a beagle. And here's what I need to tell you, folks. Dogs aren't always where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. But when they get there, they're really there. And they're always there for you.
Well, also, when some dog owners didn't make it entirely clear that we were at the station today rather than at the Santa Fe Baking Company, then things get a little bit more difficult.
Well, I had a very nice cup of tea leisurely at the Santa Fe Baking Company, and I got to see some friends, and I was sitting there as dogs and cats usually do, sort of having a nice time, not worrying, And then I looked up and went, uh-oh.
Now, dogs versus cats, which is better? 428-1393 is the number. 428-1393 is how you cast your votes. Dogs versus cats, which is better? And as we said before, $1 equals one vote. It's just like democracy.
Just like America.
The more money you have, the more power, the more influence. I'd like to address the little conversation about being places, not being places, and not worrying and all that sort of thing. The thing with dogs is that they're very well-intentioned. And they tend to be, for the most part, fairly cheerful when they're not trying to tear your throat out. And they're just lovely people, if I may say so. But not always the most organized souls. And, you know, cats are also not always there when you want them to be there, but they don't pretend that like they care. So it's a lot clearer what you're dealing with. Whereas a dog will go, yeah, I meant to do that. I'm here for you, whether they are or not. Whereas with a cat, you know they don't really care.
But the dogs really are there for you. and they feel so bad when they haven't done what they're supposed to do.
For about 10 seconds, and then a squirrel runs past, and they've completely forgotten all about it.
Well, that's just like a mouse running past. I mean,
but at least they kill the mouse, and they are, you know, owning their keep in the house.
Well, listen, my little two terriers have killed way more animals than I care to think about.
We hope it's a terrorist. That's
too many of them aren't in danger. Terrorists are what they are. But I just want to get back to something that that you said, which is that dogs care, but cats don't care. You're elevating not caring to a virtue.
Well, I think the virtue that I'm elevating here is clarity of intent, which is that cats are pretty clear about what's important to them. And I think dogs are just very mercurial. They will pretend to be excited about this, pretend to be excited about that, when all they really care about is whether or not you fed them lately. And depending on whether they've been fixed or not, there's one other thing they really care a lot about, but I probably shouldn't discuss this on a family radio station.
Oh, no, we can, because, you know, you read right into it. There's a new organization in town called Cat Spay of Santa Fe. And for those who qualify financially, you can get your cat spayed or neutered for free on a voucher. And I did want to give that a plug. It's the Zimmer Foundation, and that's zimmer-foundation.org. All the information regarding the vouchers are available there. And right now the vouchers are good at the Santa Fe Shelter Spay Neuter Clinic and also, I believe, at Dr. Bob Gruder's office.
That's
and
fantastic.
And it will cover, and that's one of the biggest things that, for some reason, cats are not getting spayed or neutered as much as dogs are, and yet...
That's because dogs are smarter.
Yes, they come in all on their own and with their own little credit cards.
That's
yes.
Correct. Yeah, right. And so what's happening is because of the survival rate of cats, they can have multiple litters and they are having multiple litters per year. The population explosion on the cats is actually far worse. They also can survive, interestingly enough, in the climate here better than puppies born outside.
Yeah.
So, and the puppies end up at the shelter if they're lucky. And the cats, you know, just keep on multiplying. So the Zimmer Foundation has come in to Santa Fe, started up late last year, got the program going for the spring. And I just want to encourage everybody who either has a cat that hasn't been spayed or neutered or knows somebody, you know, the proverbial little old lady down the street who's got her five cats and because of fixed income hasn't had it taken care of, they're the perfect candidates to get these vouchers.
Fixed income. No pun intended.
Oh, yes, it was.
You beat me to that.
So once again, what is the website if you want to get your cat spayed
for free? It's Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R, foundation.org.
Zimmerfoundation.org. 428-1393 is the number. Ladies and gentlemen, I just would like to say dogs are ahead 400-50.
Wow. Well, and there's another thing I'd love to bring up, and that is that dogs or cats, and I have a dog who is more cat-like than any dog I've ever met. All of my dogs fall into that category.
It purrs?
They do. They do purr. It's kind of fascinating. They have...
So Diane's dog purrs and Bobby's cat growls.
That's correct. I love it. We need to get them together.
I have two cats that growl also.
Well, there you are.
In fact, my smaller cat makes what I call the angry chihuahua noise if she's getting very irritated.
And, And to that effect, I think one of the things that we really want to remind everybody that's listening is that this is the fundraiser for KSFR, which is an extraordinary public community resource. We are so lucky to have Mary Charlotte and to have the news and to have alternative radio and to have BBC and to have Amy Goodman every day. And this is a sort of entertaining way to pit the two wonderful cat people against the two wonderful dog people.
And all of their representatives out in the community who are public radio listeners who would like to call now, 428-1393, 505-428-1393. Now, if you are calling from out of the area and you want to call the toll-free number, it's 1-866-907-5737. That's 1-866-907-KSFR. We make it easy for you. Please call right now. I'd like to thank also David Giltrow, pledged four dogs. I just Woo-hoo! Wanted to mention that.
Meow.
Now, one of the things, Diane compiled some dog facts, and I've also had some dog facts.
Uh-oh.
And one of the dog
Never
facts...
Never bring a historian onto the radio.
That's right. is that dogs have lived with human beings for twice as long as cats have. Over 14,000 years. Cats have only been 7,000 years.
And the other thing, which is a fact as a historian I can speak to, is if you read the books, they say that basically, Paleolithic man domesticated dogs, but we know full well that dogs domesticated Paleolithic women.
Can you say more about that?
Yes. The dogs came in and said, "All right, sweetheart, let me help you here. He's pushing you around. I can help."
Ah, yes. In other words, they saved them from the evil.
Absolutely. And, you know, that brings up the question of, if you're drowning...
Oh, here we go.
Will your cat jump into the water and save you? I'm thinking maybe not. But if you're drowning, a dog will jump into the water and save you. They're not as good as dolphins. They're not as smart as dolphins. But boy, they have the ability to sense distress and come to your aid. And in fact, I've actually seen that happen. I saw a big mastiff pull a little kid out of the ocean, and it wasn't his kid. He just saw the kid flailing, and the master then gave me a long lecture on how they read movement and they interpret movement. So maybe the mastiff was a lot smarter than the lifeguard. But in fact, the dog saved the kid before the lifeguards even saw that he was in trouble.
I don't think anyone would argue that dogs definitely make much better servants than cats. I think that that is not up for debate. Dogs are what Aristotle might have called natural slaves, and they're very, very good at it. And I think that that's a fabulous thing. I would not downgrade it. Obviously, if I'm drowning, I would rather have a mastiff around than a kitty, because they're just more useful. That doesn't mean that they're superior in all senses. It just means they're better servants. They're better functionally. I'd also like to speak, if I may, briefly to the connection between the historical information about how long the two different kinds of animals have been with people and the status of the fund drive at this point, because dogs and perhaps their owners are just really eager people. They're early adopters. They're right in there. Cats are more wait and see. They want to see which way things are going. They have more self-interest. They're not as selfless, I'll give you that. And so I'm hoping and suspecting that my fellow cat lovers will support me in that the dogs may have leapt to an early lead, just as they will rush right past your legs and out the door the first chance they get. They'll be the first animal to lick you in the face. I'm not going to discount that, but the cats are biding their time, and I think they're going to come in here when they're good and ready.
Now, we have some thank yous. Cheyenne called for dogs. Michael Sumner called, an old friend of the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and he votes for cats in a big way.
Oh, good.
Meow.
Michael, no, Mrs. Langton called for dogs, and... Oh, Mrs. Langdon called for dogs, and she voted for Milk, Honey, and Horatio. Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
They're my dogs.
They're Mary Charlotte's three beauties.
They are. And thank you, Agnes. And Lynn Loshbarth, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, or called for dogs. And Linda called with an online donation. We're not sure if it's cats or dogs, or maybe online you can't vote. So you better call 428-1393. I don't think we have it set up online to vote for cats or dogs during this time of the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We're going to be going on for a while today. 428-1393 is the number. Call. Cast your vote, ladies and gentlemen, cats versus dogs. Which is better? Now, so far, dogs are winning 559 to 225.
Oh, come on.
The cats are going to catch up. Come on, cat owners.
Come on, felines and friends, people. We know you're listening.
Absolutely.
Hey, what do you say? I thought you were the dog advocate.
That's all right. I want money for the station. I am so easily bought off, like a dog. If you've got food.
Exactly.
Excuse me. I will follow you. If you're going to rub my belly, I will go with you.
So it's like the old joke. We've already determined what you are. Now we're just haggling over the price.
No, not at all. But I'd like to raise the issue of ancient philosophers, and that was a brilliant idea to bring up Aristotle. But in fact, Plato once said that a dog has the soul of a philosopher.
Yes, and you know what kind of a living they make.
Well, we're not worried about how much money they make. We're worried about their soul and their ability to engage in the community, to serve it, to participate with it, to take joy in it. And I guess that's one of the things that I will point out. Dogs take great joy in engaging with people. Cats, not so much.
Well, I think the key word in what you just said was serve in the community. And as I've said, dogs are fabulous at that. They are. But I just think that's where they stay, on that plane of service.
Well, there's different kinds of service. I mean, there's a kind of slavish service to which you are referring. But I feel that in my capacity as host of the Radio Cafe, I am serving the community by bringing people stories about cats and dogs and philosophers and writers and poets and so on, and the arts and politics and science. All of that you find on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and I'm serving the community by doing that. But is that slavish?
Well, it's a different kind of serving. I mean, dogs bring you
exactly
news of what things smell like and where there's something dead, but it's just a different level of service.
I have a great example of cats serving to a big degree, and of course that is in Venice, Italy. Because there was the plague, and if it wasn't for the cats wiping out the rats with the plague, we wouldn't have a whole society of Italy today. And there is a beautiful church that is dedicated to the cats and what they did for the people of Venice. And
I don't think that's the first good argument I've heard today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I haven't had my second cup of coffee yet.
and isn't that called Santa Catalina?
Marilyn LeBlanc weighing in for cats.
All right.
428-1393. 428-1393 is the number. Cats versus dogs, which is better, is the question today, the philosophical question on the table at the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Now, let's get back to dogs as philosophers. The unexamined life is not worth living.
Thank you.
Now, I have a dog named Milk, who's a Jack Russell Terrier, and he's all white, which is why he's named Milk. And he examines everything, so I think he really exemplifies that.
Well, if you want to think about what it is he's examining, that might change things a little bit, because I've seen him do this examination, and frankly, the things he sticks his nose into to examine are not necessarily the sorts of things that I believe the phrase, the unexamined life is not worth living, refers to, since I really don't think the ancient Greek philosophers were talking about other dogs' back ends and so on.
Oh, well, but it's everything.
One never knows what the ancient Greek philosophers were talking about, but Alexander the Great named a city for his dog.
Is that right? Which city?
Can I find that for
you? Yes.
Okay.
Mass quantities of notes here.
I have. Oh yes.
Well, while you're looking, I'll give the telephone number 428-1393.
Peritus.
428-1393. Peritus. Is that why they're called perros?
I have no idea, but apparently Peritus was the name of his dog. And so he named the city in memory of his dog.
Are you sure that he didn't just have a bad case of peritonitis and it's been mistranslated over the years?
Beat me to it.
We never know what happens with translations and transliterations over all those years. You're absolutely right about that one.
428-1393. Cast your vote. Cats versus dogs. Which is better? We've got a couple of more thank yous. Miriam called for cats. Martin called for dogs.
Martin
called for dogs. And Tom Moore. Oh, I'm Miriam and Martin. Wonderful. And Tom Moore pledged in memory of Marjorie Dobbins. So, 428-1393. Cast your votes. Cats versus dogs, which is better? Every dollar that you pledge to KSFR during our one day and one day only fun drive. We're not going to have another fun drive until probably late in the summer. We live, just to let you guys know, our listeners, we pretty much live hand to mouth at the station. We do not at this point have an endowment. We do not have major gigantic donors. We really are truly community supported public radio, and we are supported by cat people and dog people. Now, I would like to say also in favor of dogs, two fun drives ago, my dog Honey, and I'm pretty sure she did get into my mom's wallet, but she did call and make a pledge.
Well, she's a very smart dog. She's a Jack Russell with more character than a lot of the characters that are walking around on two legs in Santa Fe. So if you have not had the chance to meet Honey, you need to make her acquaintance.
She used to be quite heavy. She's lost a lot of weight, but back in the day, she used to call herself a Jane Russell Terrier.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, boy. Yes. Now, I do have a story about cats and swiping wallets and so forth. We did have a cat who's now departed. Her name was Anasazi, and it turned out she was the klepto kitty, and we didn't realize it. And my husband would come home and throw, he had a soft-sided briefcase, and he'd put it on the kitchen table. And we'd find her periodically on top of the table, on the briefcase, sitting on the flap with her paws buried inside the briefcase. And we thought that was just very cute, and she was, you know, wanting to be close to her daddy. And then one day my husband says, did you take the checkbook out of my briefcase? I go, no, I certainly didn't. And he says, well, I can't find it. It took 2 days to find it. We were vacuuming, and all of a sudden the vacuum cleaner in the guest bedroom got stuck on something. Out comes the checkbook with teeth marks. The cat had stolen it out of his briefcase
now,
and
taken
it. Either
your husband was having an episode, or the cat had taken it.
The cat had taken it. And then, of course, the joke started that she was wanting to go shopping in catalogs. And, you know, I mean, it was hysterical. And from then on, we had to watch things because we then started to piece together what was going on. And she did pick up stuff and take it around. And when she was an outside cat in Los Angeles, she would bring home things from the neighbors' yards. There would be kids' toys, sponges, one gardening glove, I mean, a piece of sheetrock. There was a chunk of sheetrock that was probably about three inches by 4 inches. I don't know how she did that, but it had teeth marks in it. And all this stuff would end up in the backyard.
Klepto kitty.
Are you still a cat advocate?
Absolutely. I thought that was hysterical. She was cleaning up the neighborhood because people were leaving things lying around in their backyards.
Unless you were the person whose backyard had been pilfered, and you're out there saying, where did the ball go? Where did the sponge go? Someone is coming into my yard and taking my children's things.
428-1393 is the number. Cast your vote for cats or dogs. 428-1393. Now, here's a point. Actually, we're going to take a very little break right now, and we're going to get back to this extremely important point, which I am going to remember in just a second. Marilyn LeBlanc, take it away. And we're back. The Santa Fe Radio Cafe, Cats versus Dogs, which is better? 428-1393. We want to thank Bruce. Bruce Tapier. Voted for his dog, Shorty. And Dane called in memory of Misha for dogs. I have a feeling dogs are ahead. I'm just saying. I'm not quite sure. Cats versus dogs, which is better? Now, here's something to say in favor of dogs. When you're housebreaking dogs, there are occasional little accidents inside the house. That is true. But when cats pee not in their litter box, which does happen, and sometimes it happens more often than certain people would like. I have a friend who has a very bad cat who will pee on things like her pillow or her favorite scarf. You can't get that smell out, and then they keep doing it, and it's very evil, and you have to spend... I spent once, somebody else's cat was staying in my house, and I spent hundreds of dollars on various cat urine removal products trying to get that stuff off of the mattress.
There's a reason why cats do this. And quite often
it's evil.
No, it's because the humans haven't kept their litter boxes clean, or they've got something funky in the litter box. And we get this call quite often from people saying, I just don't understand, and I've got to give up my cat because it's not using its litter box correctly. And the first thing I ask them, and I know it's the morning, but I do ask them, and how often do you poop a scoop? And when they tell me every 3 days, I simply ask, how often do they flush? And I will leave it at that. And once they come, the light bulb goes off and they realize what I have just said to them, all of a sudden the problems miraculously disappear.
Not always, because I, in fact, have very dear friends, because my dogs have always grown up with cats. And cats, you know, I was driving. You should have heard me screaming in the car as I was driving over here, because you were characterizing dogs as being the ones who, when they get annoyed or miffed or bored or left alone, just go crazy. A, they don't always. But B, yeah, they sometimes do. Cats.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about your dog in a moment.
Exactly. I have wonderful stories about my dog. however, dogs are upfront about it. If they're going to do something and they're pissed, they want you to know. They want you to know when you walk in the door that they are annoyed. Cats, on the other hand, and they do have a wonderful ability to say subversively, "Oh, it'll take a couple of weeks, but you'll find out." And once you do find out, it's really problematic. So that level of distance and independence sometimes comes down like a ton of bricks.
But that goes to prove how incredibly intelligent they are, that they have this whole thought process. Just like the cat who stole the checkbook, or the cats who like to open the cabinets just to see what's in there, because that could be where their food source is.
But like the mafia, they turn their intelligence toward crime.
Yes.
4281393 is the number. Cats versus dogs, which is better? 4281393.
And I think the previous conversation just supports my point. Toddlers, teenagers.
Well, actually, they say that a one-year-old dog is basically at the same developmental point as a 15-year-old child. So by the time the dog hits its second year, it's settled into middle age and is a wonderful companion. Cats, on the other hand, with their independence and their intellect, and no one's going to argue that cats are not smarter than dogs. We all know that. But there's a price to be paid for that kind of intellect.
I need to make a correction. The person who called in memory of Misha, it was a cat, not a dog. And Dane or Dave, depending on the handwriting, I think it's Dane, what called for dogs. So that was two different people. 4281393. Cats, I mean, dogs are still ahead, 939 to 610.
So where's my cat with the checkbook now? You know, so Felines and Friends supporters, please, will you write a check or call in your pledge to KSFR without the regular appearances that I've been able to do over the last couple of years just to promote the organization and what we do, and now promoting the partner organizations. You know, we couldn't do it if we didn't have a radio station like KSFR. So I am encouraging dog and cat lovers alike to pledge away, because ultimately the winner is going to be KSFR.
4281393. Well, that is very kind and generous of you, and maybe that is a cat-like kindness and generosity, but I'm putting a special call out to dog owners. I'm just saying.
Well, I want you to know that those people who are born under the sign of the dog in Chinese astrology are considered to be both loyal and discreet. And now that I have disclosed that, I've got to be a true historian and tell you that they're also considered to be slightly temperamental.
4281393. Well, let's talk about what dogs do when they're left in the car. I have documentation of Diane Karp's dog, both oral and visual documentation of Diane Karp's beagle honking the horn. She sits in the front seat and honks the horn when Diane is indoors.
Well, it's not just that she honks the horn. She's actually very good. She refers to my car as her Mibaru. because she loves going places
Subaru,
with me.
Subaru, Mibaru?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
She told me that. She whispered it in my ear one morning. And I rescued Bea from the streets of Roswell, New Mexico, which already should have given me a little bit of pause.
Alien.
Pause.
Pause.
Thank you.
Alien.
Alien dog.
And I adopted her. Actually, I didn't adopt her. My old beagle mix adopted her. And Brekka was, though deceased,
a good dog.
The perfect dog.
She's a good dog.
And everyone who met her said she was the perfect dog. And she, more than this one, believed she was a cat. Mm-hmm. She had cat behaviors and not dog behaviors. She didn't.
Wannabe.
Well, and you're right. She was a wannabe. And I respected that in her. But one of the things that was very amazing about her was every time she would go up and very quietly and gently approach a cat, she'd get her face ripped up. She never bit, she never barked, she never chased.
Well, this is the difference between cats and dogs. And I don't necessarily say it's right or wrong, except equating it to humans. A dog thinks it's totally polite and correct etiquette to go and sniff private parts of another dog. When a dog goes up to a cat and does that, the cat thinks it's incredibly rude, very forward, and that's why they get their noses slapped with claws flying.
But Brekka would never go for the tender parts. She would simply approach a cat the way a cat does, nose to nose, very slowly, very gently, very calmly. It still didn't work. But here's the story of Bea. So Brekka chose Bea out of the kennel, out of the shelter, and we took
she
this.
Chose her? You
she
took
chose
the dog
her.
To the kennel,
yes.
And you said, which one do you like?
Well, Brekka was almost 16 years old, and she needed to pick a dog that would be comfortable for her. Didn't make a whole lot of difference to me. And so we went off, and we spent the afternoon, and there were a couple dogs that she seemed to be pretty content with, but she loved this one, who was a little crazy, I have to admit. And we took her home, and we left the two dogs in the car as I went to get some paperwork to take this dog to be spayed and then to get her license, the new puppy. And as I walked away from the car, I heard a car horn honking. And I didn't even turn around. And someone said, oh, look, there's a dog honking a horn. And I turned around, and that dog was staring out the window with a look on her face that said, where are you going? And why am I here?
Why am I stuck in this big squeaky toy?
Yes. And I went back and I went, no, get in the back seat. And she sort of looked at me and jumped in the back seat. And then as I walked away, she got on the front seat and honked the horn again. We broke her of that to a large extent. But now what happens is she will sit quietly in the car for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, sometimes two. But she hits her boundary and she's bored. And mm-hmm. instead of tearing things up, she says, get out here and save me.
428-1393 is the number. Cast your votes, ladies and gentlemen. Santa Fe Radio Cafe, dogs versus cats. Which is better? One-day fund drive. We call it the fun drive.
That's good.
Because it's fun.
Because it's fun, but it's also funds. And without those funds, there would be no cat versus dog. There would be no public radio. You guys would all be stuck listening to canned stuff that comes from far away with a secret agenda of making you into a consumer.
An automaton.
Boy.
Now, very dog-like in your consumer behavior.
I do have a funny story, though, even though I'm the cat person, one of the two cat people here.
Here we go.
I do have a funny dog story because it just cracks me up every time I think about it. Friends of ours whose names will not be mentioned in case of embarrassment, but they have a couple of Shelties, and the husband used to take the car up the end of the road. It was a couple miles to the mailbox, and he would put the dogs in the car and go up to the mailboxes to get the mail. And he turned around one day after getting the mail out, and he couldn't get into the car. One of the dogs had stepped on the automatic button and locked him out. And the keys were in the car, and it was, yes, running. And the two dogs were inside. It wasn't hot, but he did have his cell phone, and we get this call saying, this is so-and-so. You're not going to believe this, but I'm at the mailboxes. Can you please come pick me up? But go into my house first and get the spare set of keys.
The dogs, that's amazing. The dogs locked their owner out. Now, I think there's some...
I think that was sort of like a carjacking gone wrong with the dogs. I don't know. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it is tricky. I mean, dogs have that superior intelligence, so they have lots of ways to give messages. They only know one word, one spoken word, and that word is rough.
But you know what that word means.
In their gestures.
Means hey.
Means hey you.
Yeah.
But in their gestures, they can express so much. And that was definitely, they were expressing something there.
If they were that smart, they would have unlocked the car and let him back in. Yes. Or turned off the ignition.
Because he was trying to point at the buttons and the dogs are like, you know, just totally having a good time with this and not realizing why they were now in the car. Daddy was outside and, you know, half an hour later, he got rescued. But it was quite a funny story.
428-1393.
Challenge. In New York City, I have a friend who takes her cat to work with her in her car, and her cat regularly locks the car on her, so she never goes anywhere without a spare key. Because the cat likes to walk along the edge of the windows and simply pads onto the locks and locks the car every time.
We want to thank Jenny Wages, I think, voted for cats. She loves the BBC, loves local radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is local radio. And we got a pledge from the mother of Isis. We don't know whether Isis is a cat or a dog. I bet it's a cat. What do you think?
Sounds more like a cat name.
But if you think about the god Isis, isn't that a dog?
No, that's Anubis.
Oh, Anubis, thank you. Sorry.
428-1393. Cast your vote. 428-1393. Cats or dogs, which is better?
Definitely the cats.
Definitely the dogs.
No, cats all over the place. Well, okay, I'm going to have to go back to this whole philosophy thing. Maybe we should define terms a little bit when you say better. In this context, better means with more people who will give money to the radio station. So that's a clear thing because, as everyone has said, KSFR is a valuable resource. And whether you like cats or dogs or are undecided, you can still support the station. Or if you hate all animals, if you're only into reptiles, that's fine too. You could cast a vote for something that was neither a cat nor a dog, but it wouldn't really help the debate. It's sort of like voting for Ross Perot. But having said that, we need to say, maybe we don't, but we should say, what do we mean by better? By better, I mean that I feel as though cats are more intelligent. I feel as though cats are less slavish in their behavior, which to me is a good thing. One distinction I've noticed between people who dislike cats and people who like them is that people who really don't like cats, I think, have a lower tolerance for ambiguity. They like things to be very simple. I mean, they're sort of more Republicanish, if I can say. You know, they follow the party line and they aren't going to challenge you and they'll run with the pack. Whereas it is a common expression that trying to organize Democrats and liberals is like trying to herd cats, you know, not very good at grouping themselves. So you could say that was a good thing or a bad thing. I think you should say it's a good thing and give KSFR a whole bunch of money.
428-1393 is how you make your pledge, cats versus dogs, which is better. Well, you know, I would like to take issue with that because Obama, President Barack Obama, who was voted in by a significant majority of this population, is a Democrat. What does he have? He has a dog.
Strictly because the kids have allergies, which I would like to speak to him about and see if I could get them over their allergies because I'm sure I could.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got the remedy for that, you're going to make some money here in Santa Fe.
Oh, yes.
No, but I actually do believe that dogs are Democrats because they are really concerned with health care, with the environment, with communication. With international relations.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are the things that I discuss, particularly with my dog Horatio, on a fairly regular basis, who cares deeply about reaching out to other dogs of color around the world and other communities. I mean, he's a dachshund. Dachshund means badger dog. He's from Germany, and he also likes to reach out to other species like badgers.
I have a good example for you, though, because you just really opened up a good one. You know, dogs don't cover up after they've done their business, and the vast majority of cats do.
They try.
And yeah, flailingly. And that's sort of like men who don't put down the seat.
Aha, so you're equating dogs and men, are we?
Well, just to, you know, mix it up a little.
Well, in point of fact, I would like to say that I think that cats are more like men. They ignore you. They're self-absorbed. They're
Selective hearing loss.
Selective hearing loss, exactly. You call on them and they don't respond, whereas dogs are eager to please. They want to make things better. They are always engaged and involved with the community and worrying about others. Cats, not so much.
Yeah, but I don't like subservient men either, you know? I mean, I never had a boyfriend that stuck. If I would say come, he would come running. I mean, it's, you know, I like
you've been missing out.
I was just going to say, oh, are you missing
no,
out?
No, but see, my husband cooks dinner every night, so I've got it really, really
I feel
good.
Like I'm
so
on an episode of Dr. Phil or something.
Well, here we are. This is Dr. B.
428-1393, and we've got some thank yous. 428-1393 is the number that you can call Cats versus Dogs. Cast your vote, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going, it's a little before 9. It's about 8 minutes before 9, and we're going to be going until, we'll be going past 9, actually, because we are here possibly until 10 o'clock, until it is really, truly determined and becomes clear, cats versus dogs, which is better. But I want to make some thank yous right now. Elena Zachary called, and she is pledged in memory of Bill Vertebra's kitty Harpo. Now, Bill Vertebra is an actor, was an actor who passed away unexpectedly last month, a wonderful actor in Santa Fe. I saw him in a couple of his productions, and it's a tremendous loss to the city and to the kitty, because he had a wonderful cat named Harpo to whom he was very devoted, and people who were making donations after his death can do so in I think it's to the Feline Care Fund at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
Yes.
So, Bill Vertebra, wherever you are, this is in memory of you. Nancy Suter called for dogs. Norma Lee Schmidt called for cats. Carla and Don called in honor of two cats, Smidge and Eva, who are rescued from felines and friends.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Beth Anderson called in memory of called for cats in memory of her father on his birthday, which is today. And 428-1393 is the number. We've got a couple of more underwriting spots. We will be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Cats versus Dogs, 428-1393.
Vote for dogs.
Cats.
Vote for
meow.
Cats.
Meow.
And we're back, cats and dogs. Here we go. 428-1393. Here's Mary Charlotte.
428-1393. Cats versus Dogs. Which is better? Now,
they're all good, but we want the dogs to win.
Yeah, we want the station to win.
Well, here's another thing that I think is very important. Dogs will go on hikes with you. Dogs will get you out of the house. I am a person who realizes that the human body is made of flesh and blood and needs something called exercise. But if I didn't have to, I never would exercise because I don't enjoy it for its own sake. But the cats don't help you in that respect. They just want to curl up on the couch and watch cable TV, whereas dogs, they want to get out, and they make you every day, winter, summer, rain, shine, hail, you go out and you walk those dogs, and it's good for you and it's good for them.
Well, they only do it because they're worried about your health. They want you to be strong and fit. And there's a wonderful anecdote about a German Shepherd, a seeing eye dog, who led her her owner the entire 2,100 miles of the Appalachian Trail, and allowed her owner to actually experience the entirety of the trail. And dogs have this marvelous ability to give back and worry about their owners, whereas cats, the owner is there, the owner is not there, doesn't really matter. And I'm always amazed by stories of people who move and their cat's not devoted to them or the family, but devoted to the house, and so they have to leave the cat with the house. Is that possible?
Well, in some cases, yes.
Well, did you hear about the cat that went from North America down to Argentina with its owner, who was backpacking, hiking. You can see this online. I think it's on YouTube somewhere, but I don't know the title.
Yeah, that's true. That was a cute cat.
Yeah, so cats, you know, are...
It was a dog-like cat.
But those are the exceptions that really test the rule.
But see, cats know how to make those exceptions, so I think that cats should be favored and voted upon at 4281393.
Well, I think that dogs, in fact, are a model of social engagement that needs to be supported with all of your dollars in honor of all of your dogs, because we know full well that there are, in fact, more dogs that are in houses with families than cats, which is not to say that there are more dogs than cats in the world, because there are so many feral cats.
Cats are still behind, but they're pulling up very quickly.
I told you, the wait and see.
There's only 150 vote difference between cats and dogs right now. Dog people, call 4281393.
Dogs have spent their energy.
Now they're taking a nap. They'll be back.
Gina Dorn called, and cats for her, and... I cannot read what this says, but she likes the opera show. And insulting a Republican is not a good way if you want to make money. This is what somebody said. Well, but cats and dogs... Okay, anyway. Some people said the cats are more like Republicans, and some people said dogs are more like Republicans and Democrats. Take your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Phil called and has a pit bull who carries kittens around in its mouth... And
gently.
I can only hope.
Another person said dogs have been co-workers throughout history, but they didn't pledge.
That's all right. I'll pledge for that one.
4281393 if you want to make
anyone
your pledge.
Who's supporting my side.
I do want to go back to this whole idea of the exercise, because I do have to agree with that. However, I wanted to bring up the overall value of companionship, whether it be dogs or cats. And in particular, small dogs do serve that purpose. Now, they're not good for hiking, but they are definitely good for companionship because they are the size of a cat. And so, therefore, I wanted to point out that we are doing a Seniors for Seniors adoption this coming Sunday at Ponce de Leon Retirement Community. And that is the most pet-friendly of the retirement locations in Santa Fe. We're going to be there from 1 to 3. We're going to have older cats. But they also do allow, if I'm not mistaken, small dogs. And either way, so vote either way. Keep voting for pets in general on KSFR. But I would like to encourage people to come out to that event. It's open to the public. And then that is Ponce de Leon on Alta Vista.
There's a wonderful children's book called Mr. Putter and Tabby. And if you go to Collected Works, I know they have it because I've bought it for my two grandsons who adore cats and love Bee, their beagle. And it's about an older professor who retires. And one of his neighbors says, you need a companion. Get a dog. And he says, dogs, too much walking. And so they said, get a cat. So he goes to the shelter and he looks at all the kittens and he realizes that's not what's right for him. And he adopts an older cat. And it is the most charming children's book about the adventures of Mr. Putter.
The time is 9 o'clock here on KSFR White Rock, Santa Fe Public Radio. You're listening to the KSFR Pledge Drive, the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And we are going to go on, I think, for the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. Diane Karp, Marjorie Kaplan, Bobby Heller, and I, Mary Charlotte, are all here. 4281393 is the number. We're going to go now for news, and we will be back in just a moment.